In November 2020, data specialist Ken Block got a call from the Trump campaign. Multiple investigations have found no evidence of systemic voter fraud in the 2020 election, but Block was asked to find proof that it happened. One claim was that more than 700,000 fraudulent votes were cast in Wisconsin, for example, and Trump staffers wanted Block to provide evidence of that. But when Ken Block investigated, he found no evidence. He's written about this in his new book, Disproven: My Unbiased Search for Voter Fraud for the Trump Campaign, the data that shows why he lost, and how we can improve our elections. Ken Block, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What was the job description that you got?
It was unique and it changed. The contract that I signed asked me to look for evidence of voter fraud for individuals that were casting votes who were deceased, and also to look for evidence of people who voted twice, once in one of the swing states and once in some other state. Very soon after my contract started, like a day, the lawyer that contacted me and who executed my contract was doing his professional due diligence. He was asking me to evaluate claims of voter fraud that were brought to the campaign's attention by other people, to determine whether those claims were true or false. And I could not find sufficient evidence of fraud that changed an election result. We found small amounts of fraud, not enough to matter. And every single claim of voter fraud that Alex Cannon, the attorney that I reported to, that he brought to my attention and asked me to confirm, I was able to prove to him beyond a shadow of a doubt that each of those claims was false.
So let's talk about how you did that. For example, the allegations in Wisconsin, those more than 700,000 alleged fraudulent votes, how did you prove whether they existed or didn't?
So that one was the wildest claim that came to me. And what had happened was a group of self-described volunteers performed some amateur data analytics and arrived at the conclusion that 700,000 Wisconsin voters had illegally cast duplicate votes. On its face, it was a ridiculous claim, and it was wrong for a basic reason. The volunteers were looking at a file of mail ballot data, and what that file did not contain were the votes that were cast in person in Wisconsin, which added up to, guess what, 700,000 votes. But what's really interesting and telling about this particular claim, other than the wildness of it, was how it came to me. The volunteers gave the claim to a golfer who brought the claim to the manager of a Trump golf course, who forwarded the claim to Eric Trump, who sent the claim to Alex Cannon, who gave it to me and said, tell me why it's wrong. And that's a great example of what was happening in that time window in November of 2020, when people all over the country were contorting themselves, trying to bring forward the evidence to prove the claim that the election was stolen. And it was really, in my opinion, a mania in terms of the claims that were coming and from where. I mean, I had to handle claims forwarded by funeral homeowners, by John Eastman, by Sidney Powell. I mean, they came from everywhere. Some of them benign and some of them, in my opinion, malign. They were all wrong. And Cannon accepted that finding as true. He brought the totality of my work to Mark Meadows, who was Trump's chief of staff.
Yeah.
He told Mark Meadows that the campaign did its due diligence and could neither find enough fraud to matter, and that we disproved every claim of fraud. Meadows then, we're told through news reports, brought that finding into the Oval Office.
So you mentioned a number of people, including the lawyers John Eastman and Sidney Powell. Was the response different between different people when you came back and said, I have not found any evidence of these allegations?
Alex Cannon did some remarkable things. He told me that his decision was to make sure that my identity and my company's identity was not known because he didn't want me exposed to political pressure to deliver results that weren't there. And it's what allowed me to do the work that I did professionally and thoroughly. And I wasn't asked to custom deliver a finding that would have been ripped apart in court because it was wrong. Cannon and the careful lawyers that he worked with were at war with the lawyers like Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, and John Eastman. Now, I didn't know that while I was doing the work, but the ill will between those two groups of attorneys pops right out of the January 6th depositions, of which Cannon gave an 800-page one.
So the subtitle of your book is The Data That Shows Why He Lost and How We Can Improve Our Elections. And I want to get to the second half of that, because there's a lot of misinformation out there related to voting. Some people think immigrants who are not citizens are voting. Some people think, as you mentioned, that dead people's votes are showing up. What can you say to people who are worried about the security of our elections?
The way we conduct our elections is a little bit backwards for the age we live in now. What we have are 5,000 different election jurisdictions that have their responsibility for running their own elections. And sometimes we have states or even counties within a state doing the same thing in a different way, and sometimes yielding a different outcome. So the lack of federal standards regarding things like what happens when you cast a vote early, but then die before election day? Does your vote count? And the answer to that's pretty shocking. In a third of the states, it counts. In a third of the states, it doesn't count. And the other third of the states don't consider this situation in their laws at all. Whether or not a vote counts in this scenario depends sometimes on which county within which state you live. And I think that there should be a standard for that whole thing. As far as should we be worried about election integrity, and I just used air quotes, not that your viewers could see that. Election integrity has one proper meaning, and that proper meaning is that the way the election is conducted is with the best possible cleanliness of the data, and that the infrastructure involved with it is as shielded as it can be from bad actors trying to interfere, right?
Right.
Election integrity has been misused and pretty openly used as a substitute word for election denialism, which is something else altogether. And you have to take my word for it. I'm really tired of re-litigating 2020. But there are things that we should do. And some states have excellent voter data. Nevada and Georgia have excellent voter data. And yet those two states were at the centers of all kinds of wild claims of voter fraud. In New Jersey, there are 25,000 registered voters who have dates of birth of 1800. And that's bad election integrity. It's not evidence of voter fraud. It's sloppy computer systems. A cleanup should happen, right? We can raise our game, and it has nothing to do with voter fraud, but it has everything to do with ensuring that we have the best integrity in that we can identify the voters so we can determine when they're deceased.
Before we go, to put this in the simplest terms possible from an expert who has looked at all of this data, is it fair to say the 2020 election that you don't want to relitigate was fair, that it was not stolen from Donald Trump, and that people should not be overly concerned of the influence of voter fraud on American elections?
The election was absolutely not stolen. In fact, Donald Trump's own words cost him the election. He made very clear that moderate Republicans weren't welcome in his orbit. He denigrated them as rhinos. And he basically told them to take a hike, which they did. It's a very simple explanation for why he lost. And the voter fraud claims that have no basis of foundation of fact are political theater, and they have nothing to do with what actually happened in the election.
Ken Block is the author of the book Disproven, about searching for voter fraud in the 2020 election and not finding it. Ken, thank you so much.
Thank you.